97.
Radio and TV presenter Alan Ford is warning many of us have the wrong idea about what an alcoholic looks like. As part of our mental health series this October, we sat down with Alan to find out about his journey to sobriety. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny has more.
The drinking became tears of blackouts, not remembering, and it became more often.
Alan Ford has been sober for 3 years now.
I thought I didn't have a problem because I didn't drink every day. I didn't wake up in the morning and have a drink, you know. But when I used to drink, it became unmanageable. And the unmanageable side was sending stupid messages and stupid texts and fighting with people unnecessarily. And it sounds crazy, but I didn't remember doing any of it because I was in a blackout state.
For a while, he thought he was in control.
I was still getting up to do a radio show and still getting up doing a television show and still doing completely functioning. Yeah, sometimes with a headache.
And then came the realization in 2021 that his life had become unmanageable.
And I woke up one morning, very hungover, still drunk, started crying, phoned a therapist and said, "What should I do here?" And she said, "Go and see Dan Wolf at House and House. Let him do an assessment."
Working through the program meant confronting denial.
It was intense, intense therapy. There's no phone. You need to introspect. You need to write 60 stories and consequences and how your life was unmanageable, how your financial life became unmanageable. So I didn't realize, about 10 years ago, I lost 10 grand in the casino because I was drunk. Or that I fell in a ditch at the horse races because I was drunk and took a Miss South Africa down with me.
Leaving rehab was only the start of a long sobriety journey. He can see now how he was trying to use alcohol to escape.
I just loved to drink because it was taking me away from a lot of the stuff. That loneliness, pressure, anger issues.
3 years down the line, Alan is cherishing the peace of mind that comes with sobriety.
And the gifts of recovery is sanity, peace of mind, no drama. People aren't worried about you. You can handle yourself wherever you go.
He knows the difference a lifeline can make.
There are groups that will help you, Alcoholic Anonymous. And then you may need to go into a facility. And there's nothing wrong to go into the hospital for an operation. And there's nothing wrong to go into a facility.
Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.